the teachers and the caretakers of children and those who street, you know, wash the streets and those who clean shoes and those who clean the laundry and rooms and those who take care are the bottom. And those who are taking care of themselves are the top. So, welcome to Earth. If it was fun and easy, it wouldn't be 3D Earth, I say. So, it's interesting. Percentage of awakening. We can approximate the percentage of those intelligently penetrating their status. 8.5 to 9.75%. You know, Ra is very exact. Now, there are other channelings that are exact, too, but they're hyper-complex. And you got to bear in mind that there are some sources that are bullshitting you. They want you to be confused with terms that are really unnecessary, excess new terms, excess complexity of terminology, and excess specificity of facts and figures. Ra, I mean, again, I don't think that that's what Ra is doing, because everything they say is coming out of the principle of appreciation of oneness and comes back to that again and again and again. And they're speaking about the principles. And when they talk about facts and figures, it's only to support a greater understanding of principle. So, the percentage of those intelligently, meaning clearly penetrating their status, 8.5, 9.75%. There's a larger percentile group of those who have a fairly well-defined symptomatology, meaning disease condition, indicating to them that they are not of this insanity. Ra uses that word. This amounts to greater than 50% of the remainder. Nearly one-third of the remainder, 15%, let's say, are aware that something about them is different, so there are many gradations of awakening to knowledge of being a wanderer. It's to the middle and first group that this information will make sense. So, me too. It's to those who are awake fully, which I would say is, you know, maybe 10 to 15% now. I wouldn't be surprised if it's 20% or 15, you know. If there are 65 million wanderers in 81, maybe that's 100 million wanderers today. Now, they're not all reading New Age books. To say that the percentage is 10 to 20% now, I think is reasonable. Maybe the percentage of fully awake wanderers is 15% today. The larger percentile group of those with the fairly well-defined symptomatology, meaning unhappiness and sense of alienation, we'll see soon here in the reading, indicates they're not of this insanity. I'm not from here. I don't belong. I'm a stranger in a strange land. Being over 50% of the remainder. So let's say the remainder at this point is, you know, 85%. So let's say that the greater percentage over 50 is somewhat awake now. Let's say that's another 60% or 55%. So that gives us 70% who are fully awake or quite awake, and those who are nearly quite awake. Then there's the, you know, other, what, 30% or so that's not quite awake at all. it's not bad, you know. It's good that more are awake and more are awakening. In many cases, the way we awaken is to understand the meaning of the symptomatology that we're not of this insanity. Number one, the social complex is of a somewhat insane nature, meaning internal contradiction, right? Say one thing, do another. Say that control is love, you know, like Orwell, right? War is peace, control is freedom, this kind of thing. The way we know ourselves may well be by knowing the insanity, the psychosis, the contradictions of the social complex around us and know we're not of it. So, Wanderer 3D problems. You see how these sections build upon each other. Wanderers and 3D problems. Due to the extreme variance between the vibratory distortions of third density and those of the more dense densities, if you will, wanderers have, as a general rule, some form of handicap, difficulty, or feeling of alienation, which is severe. The most common of these difficulties are alienation, the reaction against the planetary vibration by personality disorders, as you would call them, and body complex ailments indicating difficulty in adjustment to the planetary vibrations, such as allergies, as you would call them. The possibility of such problems due to 6D souls incarnating in 3D is rather large, meaning we got it. Most of us are wounded and feel these problems. It's not necessarily a problem. It depends upon the unique orientation of each mind-body-spirit complex having this situation or placement of energies, meaning our chakra conditions, meaning our degree of healing. There are, in cases of wanderers, not only a congenital difficulty in dealing with 3D vibratory patterns, but also a recollection, however dim, that these distortions are not necessary or usual in the home vibration. This is very poignant, I think, all of this. Very poignant. There are a number of points we can unpack. It's diaphanous, not dense. So wanderers then have, as a general rule, meaning commonly, mostly, some form of handicap, being handicapped, right? That's a serious thing here. Difficulty or feeling of alienation, which is severe. So you notice the strong language, extreme variance, severe. Most common of these difficulties are alienation. This, I believe, can be understood as a mind-spirit reaction against the planetary condition. I broke down this sentence here in my own thinking as reactions against the planetary environment and the 3D culture at the levels of spirit, mind, and body. In terms of spirit, we can say that alienation, meaning a sense of not belonging and a sense of severe homesickness, is of spirit. It's a heart woundedness. At the level of mind, we can say there's a reaction against planetary vibration by personality disorders. You know, manic depressive, bipolar, borderline, psychosis itself, schizophrenia, paranoia, compulsion, addiction, obsession, right? Very common. Lots of wanderers in mental hospitals. So, very interesting. So, of course, this is food for the skeptics who say, well, even your source says you're crazy. So we say, God bless you. And thank you very much for your comments. And we'll be moving along now. The possibility of problems due to 6D incarnating in 3D is rather large. It's very common. And the third level I didn't say was body complex ailments showing difficulty in adjustment to planetary vibrations being like allergies. So allergies are at the physical level, personality disorders at the mental, and deep heart alienation or loneliness, even with our beloved family or you know, human family. Loneliness, deep loneliness, alienation, not fitting in. Wherever I go, I don't fit. Yeah, wherever you go, we got 99% 3D souls around you, or 98. So wherever we are, we'll be alienated. You know, this is part of the package we signed up for. And it's poignant, and it deserves a bit of crying, actually, and grieving. So here we are. And the final comment here is that in the case of wanderers, there's not only a congenital difficulty, like congenital birth defect. This is a congenital 3D birth, rebirth effect in dealing with 3D vibratory patterns, meaning planetary energy and social complex. But also, which is the coup de grace, a recollection, however dim, that these distortions are not necessary. We don't have to be here. It doesn't have to be this way, and they're not necessary or usual in the home vibration. And so, you know, here we go. You know, what can I say? It's poignant. So Let me see. Okay, one more point, and then we'll finish with this section A. The section A on the PDF is called Introduction to Wanderers. There are 9 points. Well, let's go into the 9th and then take some comments. The last point here is Wanderers and Intimacy. 4D Wanderers, of which there are not many, tend to choose entities which seem full of love or in need of love. There is a great possibility of making errors in judgment due to compassion with which others are seen, meaning to the great compassion or the compassion without wisdom. The great compassion without adequate balancing wisdom with which others are seen leads to a great possibility of making errors in judgment in choosing a partner. So I think some of us can say, you know, we've chosen partners who are very wounded because we're leading with love without adequate wisdom. And maybe there was wisdom and it was fine, but we can make a mistake. So leading with love and love and compassion, we can choose partners who are either full of love or very wounded and in need of love. And this is common for 4D wanderers. A lot of comments here. Then, fifth density wanderers. Not tremendously affected by the stimulus of various rays of other self, and offer themselves in a way, in their own way, when a need is seen. Such entities are not likely to engage in marriage, are very likely to feel aversion to childbearing and child raising due to awareness of the impropriety of planetary vibrations relative to the harmonious vibrations of 5D. Yeah, but I think if you look at me or look at some people like this through this lens, we see, okay, now the fifth density wanderer then could be seen as cold because he, she's not affected by the stimulus of various rays, meaning chakras of others, offer themselves in their own way when a need is seen, generally as, I'll be your teacher, but don't touch me, something like that. And so sometimes when we lead with wisdom without adequate love in balancing, we come out or come to others that way. I'll talk to you, but don't come too close emotionally. I don't want to get caught up in your stuff. I don't want to deal with your karma. Leave me alone, but I'll help you with some information, read these books, and see you later. So it's common then that 5D wanderers don't want children. Aversion, you know, it's a strong word, aversion to childbearing and child raising due to the awareness of the impropriety of planetary vibrations, meaning, hey, this is a messed up place. It's so disharmonious. It's so aggressive relative to the harmonious vibrations of 5D. So as a sixth density wanderer, you can also get a sense that we come to others or connect with others these ways too, occasionally. Sometimes we reach out to those that are full of love. Sometimes we reach out to those that seem so wounded in need of love. Sometimes we don't reach out much and we're just intellectually, you know, connecting. And we don't want an emotional relationship. These are generalizations, but you can see that the wanderer from fourth density connects by heart. The wanderer from fifth connects by throat chakra, wisdom, or mind only, or mainly. The wanderer of sixth density, Ross says, this is very interesting for those of us who are sixth density, and I learned a lot from these two passages. 6D wanderers' means of propagation, meaning mating, is fusion, like two balls of light becoming one, and is likely to refrain to a great extent from bisexual reproductive programming of body complex, and instead seek out those with whom sexual energy transfer is of complete fusion nature insofar as possible. Now, what does this mean? Well, in sixth density, the way that entities become, new souls are brought into 6D is by fusion. And this is, you know, Ron talks about that sunspots and some solar flares are created by the mating, fusion, union, action of six density souls on the face of the sun. And they said that so you